Utah counties are struggling when it comes to clean air, according to a new report by the American Lung Association. And advocates say Utahns will pay the price with their overall health. The U.S. House of Representatives recently voted to use the Congressional Review Act to repeal California's ability to set stricter tailpipe pollution standards. The state's ambitious plan to phase out gas-powered vehicles in the next 10 years was granted under a special waiver by the Environmental Protection Agency last year. The decision allows other states to join, but Utah isn't one of them. Laura Kate Bender with the American Lung Association says gas and diesel-powered vehicles drive climate change and negatively impact people's health.
Whether it's a gas-powered car or a diesel truck or an off-road vehicle, people are breathing unhealthy levels of air pollution that are being driven by some of those emissions.
Since 2021, eligible Utah state employees have been able to work from home when air quality is poor. That policy is set to end tomorrow after state lawmakers passed HB 404. While clean air advocates say emission standards will translate to billions in economic benefits and public health savings, car makers believe states won't be ready to meet stricter requirements by 2035. Bender says after decades of progress to clean up the air from policies under the Clean Air Act, pollution levels are on the rise and could worsen if restrictions are lifted.
And it shows that we really need to double down on protections that are limiting emissions from vehicles, not roll them back.
The American Lung Association encourages folks to contact their elected members of Congress about what they call life-saving programs. Bender adds it's not just switching to an electric vehicle that can make a big difference. Carpooling, using public transportation, walking, and biking are also great alternatives.
All of those choices need to happen with strong policies in place, policies that get our vehicles to be cleaner and cleaner and that encourage those clean transportation choices.
For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.